Ramping up your business? The time is near. You've given it heart. Now get it in gear. It's Passage to Profit with Richard and Elizabeth Gearhart.
I'm Richard Gearhart, founder of Gearhart Law, a full-service intellectual property law firm specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights.
And I'm Elizabeth Gearhart, not an attorney, but I do marketing for Gearhart Law, and I am the founder of Gear Media Studios, a full-service podcast studio.
Welcome to Passage to Profit, the road to entrepreneurship, where we talk with celebrities and entrepreneurs about their stories and their business ventures.
And now it is time for Secrets of the Entrepreneurial Mind. I am going to start with Mike Silvestrini, co-founder of Energia, E-N-E-R-G-E-A. What secret can you share with our listeners, Mike?
I think that the secret to getting through all the constant struggles that entrepreneurship is all about is realizing that when you have your down days, there is a good day on the horizon. But you also have to realize that when you're having a great day, you know, there's a piano hanging by a thread somewhere nearby. You just have to get comfortable with that, the ups and downs of building a company, and not get too excited with the good news and not get too depressed when the going is rough, and steady eddy right through it.
That's hard, but you're right.
I agree.
Pavitra Anacru, DealMagic, DealMagic.com. What is a secret you can share?
All I would say is perseverance, and you really have to keep at it. It's so easy to come across a time where you feel like, oh, why the hell am I doing it? I better give up and go get a job that pays me well, monthly salary, a bonus. But you have to keep at it, and you will reap the reward. The reward is not just at the end of the day. There is no, cornucopia of plenty and no pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. It's not just that. Of course, it is there, but it's also the journey. And the reward for me personally has been personal freedom and intellectual freedom that I got by starting my own company, being a mother and being a very creative person technologically. Going through this journey itself has been a great reward. And I would say, keep at it. You will see the secret.
That is great advice. Really, it's so easy to give up, but yeah, you just got to keep going. You know what they say, if you're going through hell, keep going. So, Stan Lucien with skybriz.com, SKYBRIZ.com. What's the secret you can share?
I will say that once you try to create something new, whether it's a new company, a new segment, a new type of technology, it's gonna be hard, because if it's the first time you're doing something, or if it's the first time it's being done, then there's really nowhere else that you can learn from or copy from, But no matter how hard it gets, don't give up. It's gonna get hard, but do not give up. Instead, I will say, take a step back and look at things at a different perspective, see what you're doing wrong and how can you do it different to get a different result.
Well, that's great advice. Richard Gearhart, Gearhart Law, GearHartLaw.com.
I would say that a good way that I manage my entrepreneurial emotions is through planning. I plan for the good times. I plan for the bad times. I don't constrict myself with the plan, but I use it as a guide. If I see another opportunity, then I'll go for it, even if it's not on the plan. But if things aren't going so well, I usually feel better if I know that there's a backup way to keep things going or keep things moving forward, even if this particular project doesn't work out. So for me, having a plan and working the plan has always been really helpful.
My secret is, I think that everybody should go to ChatGPT or Perplexity, or especially Google Gemini, and ask it, what can you tell me about? And then put your own name in there and maybe the city or state where you live, and see what there is about you in those search engines and what there is about your business. So maybe, what can you tell me about Energia? And see what comes up, because right now you can really control that narrative by going on podcasts like this one, starting your own podcast, whatever information you put online. So these things are looking at everything you have online. So really, I would put more, be in the media, put blogs out, make sure you're putting a lot online that says what you want to say about yourself and your company.
That's really great advice. We work with our social media consultant, Carolina Tabares, and we were looking at our website traffic sources, and the AI search engines are becoming a larger and larger part of the referrals. People go from the ChatGPT to our website now as we go forward. So having that good presence in the artificial intelligence realm, you know, Perplexity, ChatGPT is really important.
And it also gives you the references where it found the information from. So most of mine comes from LinkedIn. Most of Richard's comes from the Gerhardt Law website, but they use a few other sources too. So now you know where to post or where to put the information that you want to be known for. So.
Excellent point. Thank you for sharing that. Well, that's it for us.
Passage to Profit is a nationally syndicated radio show appearing in 38 markets across the United States. In addition, Passage to Profit has also been recently selected by FeedSpot Podcasters Database as a top 10 entrepreneur interview podcast. Thank you to the P2P team, our producer Noah Fleischman, and our program coordinator Alicia Morrissey, our studio assistant Rissakat Busari, and our social media powerhouse Carolina Tabares. Look for our podcast tomorrow anywhere you get your podcasts. Our podcast is ranked in the top 3% globally. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, X, and on our YouTube channel. And remember, while the information on this program is believed to be correct, never take a legal step without checking with your legal professional first. Gerhardt Law is here for your patent, trademark, and copyright needs. You can find us at gerhardtlaw.com and contact us for a free consultation. Take care, everybody. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week.